Okay, so you know that feeling, right? When you're chasing your business dreams and it's exhilarating, but then you hit a wall,
Literally a brick wall.
basically, and that wall is usually a lack of resources,
Yeah, you have the vision, the drive, the passion, but
but not always the means to make it happen.
exactly. And that's where this whole idea of strategic capital alliances comes in.
Right, and that's what this deep dive is all about. We're using Latin Flash as a kind of case study this time around.
Yeah, they're interesting because they really position themselves as that missing piece for businesses.
Like that extra oomph you need.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not just about getting money, it's about a much deeper partnership built for the long haul.
So less about a quick cash grab and more about finding the right fit.
Exactly. Tech Stupigato actually highlights this really well. They talk about, like, imagine you've developed this amazing app, right?
But you have no clue how to get it in front of people.
Exactly. That's where a company like Latin Flash comes in.
Right.
They already have the market knowledge, the distribution channels.
So it's like they become an extension of your team.
In a way, yeah. And it's a model that pops up everywhere, not just in tech. Think about a small brewery that makes incredible craft beer.
But they can't get it beyond their local market.
Right, so they partner with a bigger distributor who already has those connections.
Boom, instant growth. So it's more than just pooling resources, it's about each side bringing something unique to the table.
100%. Texto-Pegado actually says growth isn't just about having money, it's about making the right strategic decisions.
And a huge part of that is finding a partner who shares your values, right?
You have to be aligned on that fundamental level, or else it's just not going to work.
So how do you know when your business is ready for this kind of partnership? It's obviously more nuanced than just needing cash,
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's not as simple as just needing a cash infusion.
Right, it's a much bigger decision.
It really is. Are you ready to share control, to let someone else have a say in how your business is run?
Because it's a two-way street, right? They're bringing something to the table, but so are you.
And Texto-Pegado actually pointed this out about Latin Flash. They were going on about their expertise, you know.
Like, hey, we're not just a money bag. We actually know what we're doing.
Exactly. And that's important that both sides recognize the value the other brings.
So, for our listeners out there who are thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but how do I actually find a strategic alliance? What's the first step?
Well, it's not like you could just swipe right on a dating app.
Although that would be convenient.
Haha, right. But you could be proactive. Go to industry events, conferences, even online forums. That's where you'll meet potential partners.
It's all about networking.
It really is. And don't be afraid to use your existing network too. Investors, mentors, even other entrepreneurs you know.
They might have some leads.
Exactly. But when you do connect with someone, come prepared. Know what you're looking for, what you bring to the table, and don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
Lay it all out there.
Transparency from the start is crucial.
It's like Texto-Pegado said about sharing risks and rewards.
Exactly. You're in this together. And that shared risk, it's scary, but it's also powerful.
Because you know you're not alone in facing challenges.
Exactly. And speaking of challenges, one of the biggest red flags to watch out for is a lack of transparency, especially early on.
Like if they're dodging your questions.
Exactly. If they can't be upfront about their expectations, that's a bad sign.
Trust is so important in any partnership, but especially in this kind of arrangement.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another crucial aspect, the legal side of things.
Contracts and all that fun stuff.
Because you want to make sure everything is crystal clear from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, it's like you're drawing up a business prenup.
In a way, yeah. You're laying the groundwork for a successful partnership, but also being realistic about the what ifs.
Exactly. Because as much as we'd love to think everything will be sunshine and rainbows,
Businesses go through ups and downs.
exactly. And Texto-Pegado really emphasized that whole sharing both the risks and the rewards thing.
Which is what a true partnership is all about, right?
Totally. It's saying, hey, we're in this together through thick and thin.
And that shared responsibility, it can be a source of strength, especially when things get tough.
Because you can leverage each other's strengths, right? Like if one partner has experience with a certain type of regulation and the other is a master at, say, crisis communication.
You're able to handle those challenges so much better together than you could alone.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of strategic capital alliances.
It really has.
And hopefully our listeners are feeling inspired and ready to explore this path for their own businesses.
Because remember, you don't have to do everything yourself.
Exactly. There's real power in collaboration.
100%.
Yeah.
Finding the right partner can truly take your business to the next level.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. But before you go, here's something to think about. We've talked a lot about the tangible things a strategic alliance can bring to the table, the money, the expertise, all that good stuff.
Right.
But don't underestimate the value of what you bring to the table. Your unique skills, your network, even your passion, those are all incredibly valuable assets.
Absolutely.
So as you explore this path, remember your worth. That's it for this deep dive. Until next time.